You're listening to Bristol Bay and Beyond on KDLG. I'm Dave Benninger. The Pebble Partnership has made the claim for years that the EPA's involvement in the Bristol Bay watershed to block some large-scale mining is premature and unfair, or perhaps illegal. While the EPA's own Inspector General investigates that claim, Pebble has taken its fight to federal courts and to Congress. They say the fix was in all along, well before Area Tribe's 2010 request for the EPA to preemptively veto Pebble under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act. Using the Freedom of Information Act, Pebble has been trying to put together a paper trail to document the agency's dealings surrounding the proposed project and the Bristol Bay watershed. Pebble says the emails and documents they've obtained so far show EPA spent years planning a proactive, preemptive 404C veto, perhaps to set precedent for more agency watershed planning elsewhere in the future. The opposition says the Clean Water Act gives the EPA authority to protect the watershed whenever, and that Bristol Bay is too important to wait longer to take action on. Last spring, Pebble hired the Cohen Group, founded by former Senator and Clinton Defense Secretary William Cohen, to take a look at the matter. In a report issued this week, Cohen made the claim that EPA's actions have been unfair for stakeholders. That report gained attention in national media, which rankled Pebble's opposition to no end. Let's dig in a bit more here today with two viewpoints on the matter. In a moment, we'll hear from Joel Reynolds, the Western Director of the Natural Resources Defense Council, on why he says the report means little and got way too much media attention. But first, I'm joined now by Joe Ralston, a retired Air Force general and former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Ralston now serves as vice chairman of the Cohen Group and was involved in the review commissioned by Pebble. General, you were in Alaska. You're aware this is a controversial issue for many in the state, many in the country, but especially here in Bristol Bay. What was your take looking at the overall picture of the EPA's actions here?
Let me first of all say that I understand the complexities and I understand that the views within Alaska, both pro and con, of Pebble Mine. This review was not about the Pebble Mine. The review was about the actions of the EPA as a federal agency. And I think for those of us like Secretary Cohen, who spent his professional life in service of the country as a congressman, as a senator, as secretary of the largest department of the executive branch, I spent 38 years in service of the country. We feel very strongly that federal agencies should act in a fair, transparent way. That's the only way they can maintain the trust of the American public. And in this particular case, the question is, did the EPA act in a fair way and in a way that should engender the trust of the American people? That's what this report was about. It wasn't about whether Pebble Mine should or shouldn't be built.
You don't feel the EPA has acted fairly above board here or something. Can you describe, in your sense, a summary of what the findings were?
Yes, I will. The Pebble Mine, first of all, is a very, very important decision for all Alaskans and for all Americans, for that matter. And we believe, and the report, I think, outlines, that you should use the most complete and responsible process in making that decision as to whether Pebble should proceed or not. And in this particular case, for the first time in the 43-year history of the EPA has tried to use a preemptive veto of Section 404C of the Clean Water Act to prohibit an activity before a permit has ever been filed. And we have a longstanding process that all sides of the argument agree is a good process, the NEPA process. And for a decision of this magnitude, you should use the most thorough and comprehensive and accepted process, such as NEPA, and let's don't go and try something that's never been done ever before.
General, what's your sense of what was going on within the EPA? Just saying it's unfair is one thing, but what do you think was going on here?
Well, first of all, we're very clear to outline some things that we think need to be looked at by the appropriate people. The Cohen Group and the report doesn't take a position that there were illegal acts committed. There are troubling things that we think the legal system should look at. We don't take a position that a preemptive veto is outside the policy as outlined by the Congress of the United States, but it's something that we think should be looked at by the Congress of the United States. With regard to ethical operations inside the EPA and did they act fairly, that's appropriate for the Inspector General of the EPA to look at. But what I mean by troubling activities, when computer systems crash and emails are not recoverable by the EPA, when the EPA admits that they have a thumb drive with voluminous documents about this issue, but unfortunately they don't have the password to get into the thumb drive, that's troubling. And we think that people should take a look at that in depth. And that's what this report does.
You've been around the federal government off and on, I'm sure, through your entire career. What scale would you put this level of unfairness on that you've seen? Is this new to you? Do you think this is particularly egregious or particularly benign? How would you characterize it after this long review that's been undertaken here?
After looking at the documents that were obtained under the Freedom of Information Act and some of these troubling aspects, I would say that this is of certainly greater concern. Every agency, every department of government, they have things that go wrong, and we all understand that. But there seems to be far more troubling aspects of this than anything that I have dealt with before. And that's why, again, we're not saying that this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, but there are enough troubling aspects to it that those people who have the constituted responsibility to make sure that things go right need to take a deeper look at it, both the legal aspects, the ethical aspects, and the fairness aspects. This is not pro-Pebble or anti-Pebble. This, is for good governance about the actions of a federal agency.
Retired General Joseph Ralston is a former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and is a vice chairman of the Cohen Group, which released a report commissioned by Pebble this week. General, glad to have you on the program. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you this morning.
When announcements in the Pebble debate are made from either side, the reactions are swift. News email inboxes receive strongly worded rebuttals or support to whatever's making news on the matter, but this week was a little unique. The well-coordinated attack by Pebble's opposition seemed angrier about the Cohen report than usual, especially the print space and airtime it received from media outlets. For more on why that is, I'm joined by Natural Resources Defense Council's Joel Reynolds, whose own op-ed this week slammed Secretary Cohen as a bought and paid for mouthpiece for Pebble. Joel, it's been a while. Glad to have you back here on KDLG.
I'm glad to be back. Thanks.
Well, Joel, perhaps you can start us off here with a summary of your thoughts about this Cohen Group report.
Sure. I think the report is just a public relations stunt. It doesn't add anything to the very extensive record around the EPA's review of the Pebble mine. First of all, it's not an independent report at all. It's entirely contracted for and funded by the Pebble Partnership. And so the notion that Secretary Cohen is kind of an independent third-party arbiter of disputes with EPA is ridiculous. Second, he conducted some kind of an unspecified review, interviewing a number of people whose names he doesn't disclose. He never talks about who refused to talk to him. And ultimately, he concludes that EPA's review, which took 4 years, in which there were repeated public comment periods, there were two separate scientific peer reviews. The Pebble Partnership was allowed to make as many comments as it wanted. There were over 1.1 million public comments, and Secretary Cohen somehow concludes that his review is an appropriate critique of that very extensive and transparent EPA scientific process. It's ridiculous. And then third, he goes on to say that EPA's proposed restriction of the Pebble mine is somehow unfair and inappropriate. This is a proposal to build one of the largest mines in the world and the headwaters of the greatest wild salmon fishery in the world. And he, Secretary Cohen, concludes somehow that it's EPA, by restricting this mine, not prohibiting it, but just restricting it, is unfair. Well, I actually find his report to be insulting of the people of Bristol Bay, disrespectful of all the work that they've engaged in now for years and years to protect their region. And I just can't say enough bad things about it. It doesn't add anything to the record. He has become a mouthpiece for the client that's paying him, and his review should simply be disregarded.
Let me read you something that they wrote in their report that involves you, in fact, or NRDC, rather. In their efforts to say that the NEPA process would have been the appropriate one, they say Natural Resources Defense Council has endorsed NEPA as, quote, democratic at its core, quote, when the government undertakes a major project such as constructing a dam, highway, or power plant, it must ensure that the project's impacts, environmental and otherwise, are considered and disclosed to the public. And because informed public engagement often produces ideas, information, and even solutions that the government might otherwise overlook, NEPA leads to better decisions and better outcomes for everyone. The NEPA process has saved money, time, lives, historical sites, endangered species, and public lands while encouraging compromise and cultivating better projects with more public support. End quote from NRDC. Joel, what's the problem with their argument that Pebble should be allowed to apply for permits and enter the NEPA process?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think there's some irony to the fact that a mining company that wants to gouge a two-mile-wide, 1-mile-deep hole in the headwaters of a wild salmon fishery is defending NEPA. But putting that aside, I'm a big believer in NEPA. It's one of the great laws that's been enacted in this country. And it attaches to any permit application for a major federal action. In this particular case, despite repeated promises for years, the Pebble Partnership hasn't filed a permit application. And they've ignored requests even from people like Senator Lisa Murkowski to do so, because there's an enormous amount of anxiety, frustration, economic paralysis that results from this Pebble Mine hanging like a sword of Damocles over the Bristol Bay region. That's one point. The second point is that NEPA is one federal environmental process that applies when a permit application is filed. But the Federal Clean Water Act has for 40 years authorized the EPA to act under what's called Section 404C to protect the region from an activity or a particular project that will threaten certain resources like water, like fisheries, like recreational activities. EPA has very rarely used that in the 40-year history of the Act, maybe a dozen times. And it's proposing to use that here. NEPA does not apply to that. It doesn't need to apply to it because the section under the Clean Water Act is protective of natural resources. So if the company is concerned about getting an EIS under NEPA, then it's within their own power simply to file a permit application, and that'll kick in a permit process as well as NEPA, but they haven't done it.
Well, what difference does it make if they apply for that this year, next year, or 15 years down the road? I gather that's what the report is indicating, is that it's up to Pebble to set the time frame for themselves, and the EPA can still revoke the permits immediately after the NEPA process is initiated.
Well, they certainly can. You're correct about that. They can file a permit application 50 years from now if they want, but that doesn't negate the authority that Congress gave the EPA to act today to protect a region from an activity that is going to have all kinds of adverse effects on protected resources. That's exactly what's going on here. So if Pebble doesn't like that, it can do two things. It can go to Congress and get that section revoked. It's not gonna win, but it can certainly do that. Or once EPA makes a final action under Section 404C, the company can go to court and challenge it.
Between the lawsuits, congressional hearings, and a presidential election right around the corner, it seems like the issue of Pebble Mine is far from being settled or resolved.
I think anybody who thinks that this battle is over is naive, because you have a company that has made very clear it's going to continue to pursue this. And I think ultimately there will be no mine built here, but there's a lot of work to do yet to make sure that that's the outcome.
All right. Joel Reynolds is the Natural Resources Defense Council's Western Director and the lead attorney on the campaign to stop Pebble Mine. Joel, good to speak with you. Thanks for coming on our program.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we did ask the EPA to join us today, hoping to hear from Region 10 Administrator Dennis McLaren himself, but the agency declined our requests, citing the current lawsuit in federal court. They did say by email that they stand behind their work and their process. This is Bristol Bay and Beyond. Back in a moment.